I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me throw this at you here. The conversation yesterday was a really good one, and we purposely split it up. The first hour pertained to the Yankees,
yes,
and the second hour pertained all to the Mets, because too often we kind of cross wires and Soto and, you know, what he means for the Yankees and how you positioned it, and I agree, right, and how imperative it is that Cohen lands Soto this year. We wanted to separate. All right. So based on some of those conversations and the ultimate value of his contract, what Cohen might offer, what the Yankees will do, to me, there's a couple of questions here. Number one, and these are basic, but until I get to the third one. Number one, will the Yankees be willing to pay him? I believe the answer is yes, and I believe that the cost is almost without limit. I believe this is the one time that Hal will do whatever it takes to retain him and retain somebody or get somebody. I could be wrong. That's my opinion. Number two, if the money matches up, is he staying? My answer is absolutely yes. I feel that. I don't know if I'm right. I feel that.
Right.
Here's the third thing. And we've debated those two points. Right. This is the third one, which we've never debated. And I'm going to ask you, can they justify paying Juan Soto $200 million more, maybe $250, than Aaron Judge?
Well, they're going to have to.
But can you justify
And how about this? So less than even the total value, because Soto's much younger, he's going to get a longer contract, so you know it's going to be bigger. But what about the per year? You're going to be able to justify paying somebody else more per year, not to mention significantly more overall than the best player in a sport?
It's tricky.
And now, they didn't want to do it with Yamamoto, with Cole, right?
That's true. They were aware of that.
I think they have to. So it's not even like, can they justify it? Will they justify it? They have to. It's a non-starter. He's getting more than $40 million a year. He's getting more than $360. Like, way more. It's not even in the ballpark. I'm sure Judge will be happy for Soto, but also, there's got to be a part of Judge. It's like, yeah, this is great, and I know he's younger, but I'm the man. It's my team.
At least
per year, he should be making more.
Well, think about this. There's a chance he doubles him up.
Not per year.
In totality.
50? Yeah. More than that per year?
I think it starts at 50.
Yeah, minimum per year.
50?
Right.
50.
Right, and Judge's at 40 per year, right?
I mean, imagine if Soto gets 800. He doubles him up. Doubles him up?
I know, well.
That's age, man.
It's timing. Age more than anything else, I think.
Yeah. And when you're up and it's your time to get paid, you know, things change. I mean, think about quarterback market in the NFL. You know, Eli was the highest paid quarterback for a minute. Wasn't the best, but, you know, despite the two championships and great respect for Eli.
Feels like it gets reset every year, every other year.
Yeah, for sure.
This is different, though.
CJ Stroud comes along and, you know, 4 years, you're going to blow Joe Burrow out of the water. And then Herbert, it's the way it goes.
The six-year difference. Judge was, you know, coming off of year age 30. Soto's 25.
I know.
And Judge going into year 31, so I guess a five-year difference there.
I'm not saying there's no context there, but when you actually strip away the context, which makes sense and does shape.
You think Judge would care about it? I think that's the biggest question.
No.
Right.
That's why I think he's so special.
That's why I think that they can. I don't believe that that's going to be an issue.
I don't either. But boy, it does seem pretty demented in the baseball sense.
But it's not even close, because like it's not even a conversation, because if they are to retain him, it's going to have to be significantly more.
Hey, Judge, you're getting he's not going to let his ego get in the way, but you're going to let your ego get in the way? Great. Guess who's you hit Verdugo? You retain him. He's batting number seven. He's going to bat number two next year. Good luck with that.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.